Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. The other evening, my daughter ran up all excited, wanting me to come to the window and look out at the sky. So I walked into the living room where she pulled back the drape and said, "See?" There it was, the night sky with this interesting bluish hue that just seemed to glow. I realized the moonlight was hitting the snow and reflecting back into the atmosphere. I understood the science that was behind these conditions. And then I realized something more. God. God was in this moment, and my daughter had invited me in. The wonder my daughter had naturally led her to desire that others take in this glory. And now I was simply being called to be still, to look out and marvel, and to listen to the adoration of a 12-year-old. We're the only creatures made in God's image, and He gave us necks that crane up so we can look up at the night sky. We alone are hardwired to take in and rejoice in God's handiwork. We're about to tumble back to earth. Listen to Psalm 14. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores His people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. On my shelf, I have a book called Intellectuals by Paul Johnson, in which Johnson chronicles some of the brightest atheist thinkers who have ever lived. Bertrand Russell, Karl Marx, Ernest Hemingway, others. And to a person, they have all lived very sad lives. Chapter 1 is on Jean-Jacques Rousseau, a brilliant philosopher who paved the way for the French Revolution. He taught that the state, not the parents, should form the minds of the children. The state, not the family, should raise our children. How did he think this up? His darkened thoughts were a product of his own evil life. Rousseau abandoned all five of his known children at birth. Is it any wonder he wanted others to do likewise? Johnson's book demonstrates a consistent inability among atheistic intellectualists to live good lives. And Psalm 14 says the same, but it pulls no punches. Can you imagine today calling publicly an atheist a fool? I can imagine someone might hear this devotional and get angry at it and say, "Joel, how dare you call me a fool?" If this is you, my friend, please hear two things. First, I'm not calling you a fool. God is calling you a fool. Verses 2 and 3 are God leaning down from His lofty place and saying, "Does none of these little men have any understanding? They're living in my world, taking in the glories I fashioned, breathing my air, eating the things I caused to grow. Yet they say, 'Not enough evidence,' while putting their fingers in their ears when my word comes to them." And second, and this follows, you can have the most brilliant mind, understand far better than me how this world works, and still be a fool. And I pity you if you reject the God who not only made you, but who also sent His Son into the world to die, to show you just how far He would go so you'd see His love. You can be so smart, and yet not be wise at all if you never acknowledge God. More, it leads you inevitably to live a bad life, bad for you and bad for others, because you cannot live in God's world your way and expect things to go well. The sad thing is that if your starting point is not enough evidence, instead of believing first in order to understand after, if you start with rejection of God, your heart actually becomes more and more calloused. And a calloused heart is a scary thing because you're completely oblivious. There's a pastor named Joe Novison, and when Joe Novison was younger, he crushed both of his hands in an industrial accident, forever impacting him. You see, Joe has no feeling in either of his hands. There are times when he's working, he'll cut his hands, and he won't even realize it till he notices there's blood everywhere. In a sermon I heard him preach, he said, "You don't dare sit next to me at a table if they're passing hot plates." And then he held up his scarred hands in front of us all and said, "Do you realize what it means to have a calloused heart? You cannot feel that you cannot feel. You cannot feel that you cannot feel." And I pray that all of us hearing this will see how easy it is, even for Christians, to become fools. We start living as though God is not there in our world, when we start rejecting God and His Word, and it leads our consciences to become seared. The good news, my friend, is that salvation has come out of Zion, and the Lord loves restoring those who turn to Him. In fact, God gets more glory out of recreating men who have fallen than He got out of making the creation originally from nothing. I encourage you, let's seek the Lord. Let's not be fools in 2021.